This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 20th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The session of Federal Election Commission will come to order on Thursday, October 20th. The first item on our agenda is correction and approval of minutes. Vice Chair Hunter, do you have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move to approve agenda document number 11-63, minutes for the open session held on October 6th, 2011.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Before we proceed to the next items on our agenda, we have some late submitted documents.
Yes, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document numbers 11-62 and 11-54A.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is the proposed final audit report on the Service Employees International Union Committee on Political Education. Mr. Spilashevsky, please proceed when ready. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is the proposed final audit report on the Service Employees International Union Committee on Political Education. This report was originally discussed in an open session on May 5th, 2011. There were not the required 4 affirmative votes amongst the commissioners to adopt this proposed final audit report. So then the proposed final audit report was then resubmitted to the commission on August 19th, 2011. On a tally vote basis. An objection was received, so then the report was then placed on this open agenda on October 20th. The report contains an issue regarding the disclosure of independent expenditures.
Thank you. And there is a second agenda document on this matter that was circulated this morning that contains edits from, I believe, all commissioners' offices. Any further discussion on this matter? Are we ready for a vote? Vice Chair Hunter?
Thank you. I move to approve agenda document number 11-54-A and authorize staff to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the draft final rules and explanation and justification for standards of conduct. Good morning, Mr. Buckley.
Good morning, Chair Bowerly. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 11-62 contains draft final rules and an explanation and justification for standards of conduct for commissioners and commission employees. The final rules update the commission's standards of conduct at 11 CFR Part 7 and implement new rules which supplement the Office of Government Ethics Standards of Ethical Conduct at 5 CFR Chapter 37. The General Counsel's office has been in contact with OGE, and they have informed us that they approve of the draft document. Assuming the Commission approves the document, the procedure will be to have the Chair sign it. We will then forward the document to OGE for the signature of their acting director, after which we will forward the document to Congress in accordance with the Congressional Review Act and to the Federal Register for publication. The rules will become effective 30 days after their publication in the Federal Register. Thank you. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. I know Commissioner Weintraub would like to speak to this, and she obviously has a longer history on all of this, but I think we can all say, finally, thank you. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really thought there were moments when I thought I'd never live to see the day, at least not sitting in this chair. This was a project, I mean, it's really just a housekeeping project because we have been for many years deferring to the Office of Government Ethics rules on ethics, as indeed all executive branch employees must. But we had our own little section of our rules that pertain to ethics, and they were just not in sync with OGE's rules. So when I got here at the end of 2002, and in early 2003 on the Regs Committee, it was on a long list of projects that had been sitting around for a long time, just, you know, waiting for somebody to decide to pull it off the list. And I said, oh, that looks like a good little project that we could, you know, wrap up quickly while we're waiting for that McConnell decision to come down, because then we're going to get really busy once that happens. And, you know, best laid plans. I didn't realize at the time that we needed to do this in coordination with OGE, and so that involved a lot of back and forth. Their key person on it retired during the pendency of this rulemaking. We've been through three general counsels since we started this project. Several of our own key staff, people who worked on this, have retired or moved on along the way. And Rosie Smith and I are sort of the last people standing from the original 2003 launch of this project. So it gives me great satisfaction, and I know Rosie shares that, and also thought she'd never still be here for the day. It may be the agency's longest running rulemaking, but today we are going to complete it. It gives me enormous satisfaction and gratification to move approval of Agenda Document 11-62 and authorize staff to make any technical and conforming amendments, send it on to OGE, and follow all the steps that Mr. Buckley so ably outlined.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters for the commission?
Madam Chair, there are none.
All right, thank you. Our meeting is adjourned. Mm-hmm.